Animal Rights Committee, and Platform Committee does now itself. It didn't used to until the last session. We were strictly an administrative committee, but now we can actually produce, allowed to produce platform proposals in the Platform Committee, which is quite an innovation. I don't know if anybody does that anywhere else. Just kidding. That's the way it's usually done. So one of our first goals is to try to get committees, states and caucuses to submit, look at the platform and submit
this
where
yes.
we need changes, improvements, improvements in wording especially. So if you've ever seen a platform, it's, if you print it out, it goes to nearly 80 pages. It's pretty long. And one of the things we would like to do ultimately is try to get that down, but that's kind of a long-term project. We are currently in the middle of accepting platform amendments. That started on June 1st. And every 2 weeks I post on the national committee list that it starts on amendment anytime now, anytime you want.
Yeah.
Okay. And we haven't received any yet.
What, can you describe the procedure? I'm ignorant about it.
For what?
He's just started talking about that.
To
make amendments.
Yeah, to change, contribute to the platform.
Okay. A platform amendment coming from a state or a caucus needs to, one of the things we look for, how it was approved. Did this actually come from the state party? Was it voted on by the state party coordinating committee or the membership or whatever? Because we don't want just anybody in the state party or claiming to be part of a state party to just be sending in platform amendments. We want, this is supposed to be from ground up, so we want to make sure that it's coming to us from the state parties and the caucuses, and it's actually been considered by more than one person by state parties. So that's one of the things we try to do, is determine how it was presented to us. And once we're satisfied with that, then we look at the proposals and we look at how they're structured. One of the things we've been trying to avoid is having people send us complete rewrites, multi-page rewrites of entire sections. Because that's...
Even if authorized by their state.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Because we need... The National Committee needs to ultimately be able to approve platform change. And if it's really long, it's... And it's, if it's replacing another part of the platform that already exists, it's difficult to judge where the changes are. So when people give us this whole long section, several pages, we try to discourage them. We want people to look at specific planks. Where do things need to be updated? What kinds of current issues are not even addressed by our platform, and what kinds of things are just outdated. And the Platform Committee now is seeking ability to simply be able to